I've had the honor to feature many veterans on Bravo Brazos Valley, and one of those was Billy Joe Adams, Dr. Billy Joe Adams. We lost Billy Joe back in June, and I've never had the chance to pay honor to this very, very nice man, very outgoing man. He served in both World War II and Korea. And a couple of years ago, I had the honor to sit in his home and visit with him about his service and his love for Texas A&M. Matter of fact, the last time I saw Billy Joe Adams, he was volunteering over at the Bush Library, just greeting people. He did that very, very well. Let's return to my visit with Dr. Billy Joe Adams, who we lost this past summer. Take it back to 1941, graduation day at A&M for Bill Adams, followed by not much of a summer break.
We had final review. After final review, I took off to San Antonio. Reported on Sunday to Fort Sam Houston for 1 year active duty training.
Then from Fort Sam to Fort Sill, Oklahoma. That was in July.
For a three-month battery officer's course, a basic course for our artillery officers coming on active duty. I do remember that we had officers, second lieutenants, all of us, from LSU, from Oklahoma, from Colorado, from Ohio State, Purdue, Michigan State. I believe Yale had someone there.
Then to Fort Bragg, North Carolina, where he was stationed on that Sunday morning, December 7th, 1941.
That was Sunday, definitely. It was a day off. I was down in the motor pool washing my car, had the radio on, and then when life changed for lots of us.
After Pearl Harbor, Bill Adams recalls the training and the urgency picked up the pace at Fort Bragg.
I didn't have July the 7th, 1942 to look forward to being back in Texas. We were in training there, of course, and it began to intensify greatly. And I never will forget one time somebody came by and told us, all of your trucks have been moved, but we order you to move those howitzers back down yonder somewhere by hand. And these were definitely larger howitzers than we had been accustomed to, and that was the last day that I wore my NM boots. Through all of the physical exercise, physical activities of that day, my legs just swelled up and I had to cut my boots off.
Early 1942, back to Fort Sill for a year as an OCS instructor, then to the 20th Armored Division at Camp Campbell, Kentucky as a battery commander. It was there he found out, to his surprise, that he was a professional motorcycle instructor.
I took two turns at it, and they said I was qualified. I was an expert. A period of time later, a colonel said, Adams, we have to train some motorcycle riders to go overseas. You are the designated one. So having been on one twice, I then had that opportunity to train some.
Billy Joe Adams was finally about to head overseas into action. Tomorrow he'll talk about Europe, the drive to Munich, crisis on the Autobahn, and re-upping to Korea. Veteran Billy Joe Adams of Bryan. I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley.